You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is an interesting story that I want us to talk about simply because it allows us a chance to then pull up some Gwen Stefani and play. They went out and did a survey to find what kind of unusual, clever nicknames couples are using in each state for their significant other. So they took out the common ones like babe and honey because those are very big. So they're looking for the ones that get used more in some states than others, and they're kind of funny, like boo, which I kind of like boo as a term of endearment, don't you?
That's cute.
But I hear a lot of people say that for their kids. Sweetie is in there. Cutie is number one. For the state of Colorado, it's wifey.
I use wifey. I usually just I use wife a lot. I just call her wife.
I have done that.
Hey, wife.
Hubby was also big. Baby girl, sugar daddy.
Baby girl.
Baby great, baby girl.
Hey, baby girl.
Horrible.
These are bad.
Anyway, it's a stupid story, but now that we've talked about it, we're able to play Hey Baby by Gwen Stefani.
Good. Nice. Good segue.
News for nerds, action for you. Scientists have revived what they're calling a zombie virus. It's this virus that was frozen underground for something like the last 50,000 years. So now people are freaking out, right? They're like, hey, be really careful. You could unleash some virus that's been dormant and sleeping for tens of thousands of years.
Yeah.
And it could wipe us out. Scientists say, nah, don't worry
about it. Good. We have it contained. What could go wrong?
I'm putting a lot of these in the Mindbender Club mailer today. I do News for Nerds stuff in there on Friday, so you can find that. Like this other one where they have found another asteroid that they think might have a chance of slamming into Earth, but it won't be until Valentine's Day of the year 2046. So we've got 23 years to worry about
it. Oh, we've got plenty of time to figure it out.
But it's pretty big. It's something like 160 feet across, so... There's that. And Star Trek fans, this is sad. Spock's home planet of Vulcan was actually based on a real planet orbiting a star. And that star is just 16 light years from Earth, so it's relatively close. But now a new study has found it is a real star, but they say the planet doesn't exist.
Oh, nuts.
No.
It's all right. Spock was made up to.
What? Bite your tongue. So, you know, I'm on record as being one of those people who keeps the subtitles turned on quite frequently, especially when I'm watching all my British mysteries and stuff like that. I can't understand what the hell they're saying. Well, Netflix is doing a thing now where they're going to let you start customizing your subtitles.
Really?
You can choose from different sizes. Jeremy, you can even choose from different colors.
I love different colors.
I like this. So anyway, Netflix is going to be rolling out customized subtitles. That's cool. Speaking of which, there's a show that I'm going to recommend for you and some of our listeners. Even though it's way before your time, it's a fascinating documentary about how music mirrored or actually changed culture and society. And the show is called 1971.
Huh.
And it has got some, it's a very well done documentary about these artists who came along, whether it was David Bowie or people like that, and how they how their music framed all of the cultural and societal changes that were going on.
Well, that's
it's called
cool.
1971. It's all really right. Cool to see.
All right.
Movies, Jeremy, new movie Scream 6 is out. You going to go see it?
No, I'm curious.
Are you?
I stopped at Scream 3. I'd have to catch up, but yeah, I'm curious. They say it's pretty good.
Courtney Cox is back.
Yeah.
It is the first Scream, though, without Neve Campbell.
Right, yeah, they didn't bring her back.
Why not? What happened? Did they not get along?
I don't know.
There's a new movie out called 65. It's about an astronaut, played by Adam Driver, who crash lands on a planet that actually turns out to be Earth 65 million years ago.
What?
So he's going to try to survive dinosaurs.
Seen it. Jurassic Park.
There's Jurassic Park, and then going the other direction, there's Planet of the Apes, where the astronauts land on
new.
Earth in the future. That's right. Speaking of nothing new, it's possible the sequel could finally be happening for Beetlejuice. Apparently, Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder are set to return as Beetlejuice and Lydia, And Jenna Ortega is in talks to play Lydia's daughter because, of course, she is Winona Ryder's daughter, isn't she?
I'd have to Google that.
I don't know. Anyway, the point is Beetlejuice 2, which you've not seen the original, right?
I have not, no.
Your mom wouldn't let you see that one?
Yeah, probably.
it's not your style, I'll tell you that, so okay. Don't watch it.
All right, I'm fine with not seeing it.
And I'm not sure that we needed a Beetlejuice 2, but it's coming anyway. Speaking of movies, Jer, big award ceremony this weekend. You going to be watching the Oscars?
I might dabble in it just to see. You know, I like watching the opening monologue and all that. It is the 95th Annual Academy Awards. This Sunday, one of the Jimmys is hosting.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel's hosting. And I'm kind of going down the list of what everything costs to put this big shindig on, and I see why they haven't canceled it yet. Because it brings a lot of money to LA's economy. About $163 million gets pumped into that area because of this award show. Isn't that insane? Yes. The total cost of just putting the ceremony on, just shy of $59 million. The cost of the red carpet alone is about $25,000. Just for the carpet. If you want to attend the Vanity Fair after party, that's going to cost you about $80,000 for a couple to attend that. If you want advertising, just shy of $2 million for a 30-second ad during the Oscars. So it's just a big, big old money-making machine still.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's long and boring and preachy. Somebody's going to be watching it. So anyway, that's on Sunday. Are you going to be watching it?
No.
Negative ghostwriter.
I'll let Julie Fendrick watch it for me, and then I'll see her posts, and then I'll know everything.
Yeah, that'll
I
be
need
your recap.
She's my recap.
This story here is talking about vinyl. It's outsold CDs for the first time in 35 years. First of all, who's still buying CDs?
Yeah. 30-something million of them, some people are.
41 million units of vinyl, 33 million of CDs. So, mm-hmm. And my mom's keeping that industry strong. She still has the 5-disc CD changer at the house. And
it was interesting to see the number one selling piece of vinyl last year, because these numbers are for 2022. Mm-hmm. The number one vinyl, I thought it might be some, you know, classic rock thing like Dark Side of the Moon
like
that.
No.
It was Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay, yeah.
Which is interesting. She had the number one selling vinyl last year, almost
a
million copies.
It's like cool to have vinyl now. I know. I want to get a record player at the house, and I want to get some of the records that were music that was, you know, during my formative years in high school. I just want to get some of those and just have them around, you know, to put on.
I've got a turntable in my living room. I love it. What I found, though, is that the price of vinyl, mm-hmm. it's high.
It's stupid. Yeah, I've looked at a few, and I'm like, really?
Holy crap.
Maybe I won't get into this little goofy hobby. Maybe I won't. Don't forget, time change this weekend. Set your clocks ahead 2 hours on Saturday night. And, of course, there's this whole list out this morning of, 5 tips to help you adjust to the time change. You know, because everybody goes into freakout mode because our clocks are changing. Go to bed earlier, eat light, cut out the caffeine, cut out the alcohol.
What a bunch of
blah,
babies.
Blah, blah.
I can't believe people are such babies.
It's
over
one hour, you guys. No, 2 hours, Doug. 2 hours.
2 hours. People are just looking for an excuse to whine. That's what it is.
So let's pull everybody to the side a little bit. It's just a little joke that I do where I say it's 2 hours ahead on Saturday night.
Bothers people.
Though. I said it yesterday. The amount of messages that came in, you know, at 3, 4, 5 o'clock at night into my Facebook. Were you just joking, or is that something? Did I miss something? Or
hey,
numerous
I just want you
people.
To know. I played along with you, all the text messages we got, I just wrote back and told people. I said,
it's 2 hours
it's
now.
Congress passed a new law.
They're trying it out, but the people that were so gullible, it's just a joke, you guys. Ford is ramping up its electric vehicle line, and now they're applying for some even more weird patents. We've talked about some of the Ford patents that they're applying for the past couple weeks. Here's another one. You know, the electric vehicles are mostly all-wheel drive because they got an electric motor up front and an electric motor in the back powering each axle or whatever. Well, you're not able to do burnouts in these things, and they've got massive amounts of power. So now Ford is patenting patenting?
They're getting a patent.
There it is, Dom. Where they have an electric vehicle performance mode where you can turn off the front motor and you can do burnouts, which I love. I love doing burnouts. So that's kind of cool, right? You into it? You underwhelmed by that?
When I was 17.
What? I can do a burnout in my truck still, and I love doing it. And the only thing I can think of now that I'm older and responsible is, oh no, those tires are so expensive.
Yeah.
You haven't done a burnout since you were 17? It's a blast, yeah. Man. Just feel that raw power. Oh my goodness.
I feel my raw power in other ways.
Here's a story for you. There's a nonprofit called Loose Ends that was launched last September. Now, if somebody passes away, okay.
Actually, do it now. We'll do it again.
We'll do it. It's many hours away. So if somebody passes away like a grandparent, they'll take their unfinished knitting project and they'll finish it for you. Mm-hmm. It's free. You just pay the shipping.
It's sweet.
They've been around about 6 months. They have about 1,000 volunteers. And that's really sweet. If Graham didn't finish her little crocheted blanket for you, they'll scoop it up and do it. That's kind of cool, right?
Know, Gretchen crochets stuff. She's always crocheting something. She's working on a shawl. I think I told you that right now.
Shawl, and yeah.
It's nice to know should something happen.
Someone will finish the shawl.
Someone would
is that
finish
for you?
Gretchen's shawl.
Since you don't do burnouts?
That's right.
You sit in your little rocker with your shawl on. I do love this story about a vegan man in Maine. He picked up his custom license plate. It said LUVTOFU because he loves tofu, Dom. But if you look at it, it says love to FU. The state recalled the plates because, yeah, obviously there's another way to read it. Oh, it's tofu. And then real quick, now I'll do that list later. Let's go into the Fat America real quick. It's National Ranch Dressing Day, if you weren't aware of this. Hidden Valley has teamed up with Van Leeuwen Ice Cream Company, and they're releasing a limited edition Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream. It has savory flavors of ranch, including buttermilk, herbs and spices, and a touch of sweetness. Few people have tried it, and they said it's going to be a hit, but the onion smell is kind of off-putting at first. It's got a little onion tinge to
it. As soon as you said it, my knee-jerk reaction was gross, but the more I think about it, I'm like, I think I would try it.
I'd have a bowl of it just to check it out. Why not?
Just
give
me a
ranch.
Lick.
Yeah, just give you a lick. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, just give me one lick.
Just a little lick. Hey, speaking of a lick and stuff, real quick, too, Disney fans, you're going to love this. The Dole Whip, which is huge at the Disneyland theme parks, they're coming to your local grocery store. So now you can wander down the aisle and get pineapple, mango, and strawberry. That was the one thing we missed out on at Disneyland this summer. Is Nicole really wanted to try a Dole Whip because that's like the thing you do when you're at Disneyland. The lines to get a Dole Whip were like over an hour long just to get it. And it was just too busy. So we just didn't have time. We're not going to stand in line for an hour to get an ice cream cone.
Well, man, that's not... Disney's smarter than that. If you're selling that much, open more stands.
Every stand, man, was like an hour away. And I was like, nope, we're not doing this. Let's get on the Indiana Jones ride instead. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's a damn funny story you're going to check out on there because a college student has gone viral after begging her professor to let her retake her econ test because she is claiming that when she was taking the test, she was eating a meatball sandwich and one of the meatballs fell out of the sandwich and onto the keyboard, which like just happened to land where it finished the test for her and just like hit submit and she wasn't done yet. So she failed the class and failed the test. All because a meatball fell out of her sandwich.
Now, isn't there the old On Top of Spaghetti, that all song? Covered. And it's about the meatball that rolled
all
off.
All covered in cheese. Yeah.
I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed. Yeah, so she lost her meatball.
Yes. And it hit submit on the test and she wasn't done yet. Oh, my God.
Oh!
Pretty funny story. Check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.